Welcome to Animals of the Alphabet. I'm your host today, and today we will be doing O for octopus. Let's get started with some outstanding O words, like occupation, observe, obey, object, objective, ocean, and okay. Those are some outstanding O words. It's story time. Today I'll be telling you the story of Octillion the Octopus, who beat two massive creatures in a great tug of war. So, once upon a time, Octillion the Octopus was just chilling in his cool reef, eating crabs, when King Greyfin himself, the most feared shark in the ocean, said to have eaten 20 whole blue whales in his lifetime, swam straight for him at top speed. Octillion was very afraid, but he asked King Greyfin to please leave this coral reef. I'm trying to eat my dinner or lunch, and I don't really want any disturbance. Can you please leave? And King Greyfin said, fine, I'll leave under one condition. You get to choose it. Octillion said, fine, I challenge you to a tug of war. Whoever wins gets full reign of this coral reef. He knew King Greyfin was stronger than him, but Octillion, like all octopus, was smart. He had an idea. King Greyfin said, okay, see you in the morning, and swam away. Then Baleen the whale, the giant of everyone's nightmares, came. The massive blue whale was said to have killed 20 sharks in his lifetime, all from one flick of his tail. It said that he killed them all at once by making a whirlpool, by just swimming around in a circle slowly. He said the same thing he did to King Greyfin, and the whale said the same thing King Greyfin said. Fine, you get to choose the condition, and I leave. The octopus chose a tug of war again, and Baleen said, fine, see you in the morning. But that night, Octillion started finding bits of, like, kelp and seagrass all around his reef. He tied them together to make the strongest rope he thought could hold a tug of war between two massive creatures. Then he tied one end to Greyfin's fin, well, dorsal fin, his top fin, and Baleen's tail. He tugged on each end. They woke up and started tugging as hard as they could. And the thing is that they were both the same amount of strength. But Greyfin quickly overpowered the whale. Then the same thing happened to Greyfin over and over again until they finally drifted down to the ocean floor, defeated. Octillion then swam to each one and said, had enough? They each surrendered, and he lived happily ever after with his coral reef all to himself. I'm going to tell you some good facts about giant Pacific octopi. They grow up to 16 feet. They live 2 to 5 years. They can lift over 30 pounds, and they live in the North Pacific Ocean. Their diet is mostly crustaceans, mollusks, and fish. And they are very smart creatures. Like, you would hear if you heard the story about Octillion the octopus, who beat Grayfin and Baleen in the Great Tug of War. I have been lucky enough to score an interview with Octillion. Yes, the Octillion from the story. So, Octillion, how's it like living underwater?
It's amazing, and yeah, I just love it. It's amazing being underwater. I get to eat lots of fish, and yeah, it's just pretty great.
What's your favorite food, like, out of crustaceans, mollusks, and fish?
I have to say, probably my favorite is probably, let's see, tuna fish is pretty good.
Yeah, okay, so I've heard that you really like crabs also, so what are your feelings about crabs and seafood?
Oh, they're delicious. I love crabs.
What was your favorite part of the story?
Probably the part where we win the tug of war.
You mean you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how's it like being on this episode of Animals of the Alphabet?
Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
How many have you ever listened to Animals of the Alphabet before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're amazing. Oh, I love Animals of the Alphabet. Yes, I'm so glad to be on this episode.
Have you ever gotten trapped in a net before? Like,
one time, this fisherman got me in a net, and I somehow slid out and broke out of the top. And he was so angry, he shot his spear gun at me, but it missed me, luckily.
I heard you were trapped in an aquarium at one point, so how was that?
It was horrible. Oh, all the people wanted to touch me, and all their faces were put up on the glass, and they're like, doing faces at me. Ugh. It was not a great sight.
But at least you heard about King Grayfin and you were warned a bit, right?
Yeah.
So, how did it feel to you when you actually confronted him face to face?
It was very scary. Very scary.
Do you think you were so scared that you were about to spray ink?
Oh, I was so close to spraying ink. Oh, I was so scared. I almost got eaten.
Yeah. I heard that people sometimes drop down little cages with, like, crabs and lobsters in them. So watch out for those, because they are meant to lure in octopi.
Okay, okay. I will.
Have you ever met your cousins, the cuttlefish, blue-ringed octopus, giant squid?
I once met a cuttlefish, and, he was pretty cute and tiny. Yeah, he was amazing. I liked him.
Have you ever met your cousin, the blue-ringed octopus? I hear that their skin isn't venomous, but their bite is.
I'm afraid I actually haven't seen my cousin, the blue ring.
I've heard they actually live in the coral reefs of Australia, so maybe you should try to hitch a ride there on the back of a whale or something.
Maybe I would.
Or a shark, because they migrate a lot.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be so cool.
Have you ever met your cousin, the giant squid, though?
No. I'm kind of afraid of my cousin the giant squid because they're so massive and they might eat me.
I don't think he would eat you because you're technically our cousins, so...
Yeah.
Like, imagine one of the people eating, just suddenly turning and eating the kid next to you, next to him in the aquarium.
That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever met your cousin, the Nautilus? The Nautilus?
I actually have not.
He looks kind of like a shell, so maybe you should start poking all the shells and see if your cousin Nautilus comes out.
Maybe.
Do you think it was scary facing a massive whale and a massive shark?
What do you think? Of course it was. It was horrific.
Do you think it was scary when you thought the rope was about to break?
So scary.
Because then they would have, like, turned and went to confront you, and then they would figure out.
I almost inked my tentacles.
Okay, thank you for this wonderful time to ask questions and chat. So, thank you.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye. I loved it.
We didn't have any questions this week, and we don't really know how to get questions, so if you know how to, we're happy to answer any questions you had on this podcast. Thank you for all the listeners that have listened to this podcast. This is the credits, and our producer is Allison Chandra. Your host today, which is me, is Ethan Chandra. Our guest, aka Autillion, was Jariah Johnson. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. See you next week.